South Africa has the largest economy on the continent, but last month, the country recorded its first quarter of negative growth in a decade. Official statistics show that the economy shrank by 1.8% in the last 3 months of 2008. The contraction was worse than expected. Among the main culprits are a big fall in manufacturing and a drop in global demand for raw materials. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton joins us from South Africa's commercial capital, Johannesburg. And Ophébia, given that commodity prices are falling on international markets, what effects are you seeing on the streets of South Africa?
Well, initially, it seemed that South Africa had been spared the first impact of the global economic turndown. So this news about negative growth has really come as quite a shock. You know, and we're being told that up to 500,000 jobs could be lost in the coming year. Already, South Africa is suffering from 25% unemployment. Some economists say the figures are much higher. So I think it's going to be in the coming days, weeks and months that South Africans are going to begin to start suffering, as they would say.
You know, it's a well-known fact that many Africans have it really tough at the best of times. Question, do you think that makes them more resilient during this crisis?
You know, I think so. Africans are known to be resilient because they've had to fight economic problems for so long. Take the example of Senegal in West Africa, where I'm based. I mean, Nigeria, my own country, Ghana. All the time you see that the informal sector, the informal economy, is how many people survive. You see street vendors from as young as age 12, 13, 14, selling everything from bananas to books to rat poison. Everybody is finding a way to survive. But it seems that because of the global financial crunch, things are going to get harder.
You're in South Africa now. What is that country doing to address the situation?
Well, let's listen to the finance minister, Trevor Manuel. And I say finance minister, he's been in the job since 1996, well respected here in Africa and around the world. But he very recently was announcing South Africa's own sort of mini bailout.
It's what the money buys that matters. And so fixations about the size of deficits or surpluses are illusory detours.
Leanne, manufacturing is down in general, and especially the production of cars. South Africa is, of course, a big mining country, and it looks as if many more mine workers are going to lose their jobs. But it's not only the experts and the economists who are speaking. You know, listen to this young man. He's called Zola. He's a very popular Kwaito, which is local hip-hop's come house musician. And he's been talking about the impact on his country and the impact of the financial downturn on him personally.
Yes, it has affected me. I've seen some of the things double. The property I have that I use for offices or for my private space, I need to pay for the cars, and things have been a bit steep, plus the challenge of petrol. Food has gone crazy expensive as well. But, you know, it probably is harsher on a guy on the street who's unemployed. But luckily, we come from a country also that does have social grants.
Oh, Fabia, I want to pick up on something you said earlier about mining being down. South Africa is rich with mines, gold, diamonds. It's the world's number one platinum producer. So how specifically are the mine workers being affected?
Very, very hard. Already, this big mining group called Lonmin has recently announced that it's cutting 5,500 jobs. Just before that, Anglo Platinum said it would be shedding up to 10,000 jobs. So it's going to put more people in the unemployment pool. And we, you know, there's some people who are saying there's 60% unemployment, that 60% rather of 18 to 35-year-olds are unemployed. A veteran journalist, very well respected here, Alistair Sparks, described it this way. A swelling pool of unemployed and unemployable with no future to look forward to. Young people who can only become increasingly frustrated, angry and alienated.
Finally, Ophébia, you've been in Zimbabwe, you're just there. And although this is an unusual case of a nation whose economy has been collapsing for almost 10 years, when you were there, did you see anything new happening to people there as the global crisis continues and this demand shrinks?
You know, Leanne, a couple of months ago I was there and everybody was lining up to the supermarket to buy anything they could, lining up to try and take out the worthless Zimbabwe dollar from their bank accounts. This time it was people looking for USA, they call it, US dollars, because now formally their economy has become a dollarized economy where hard currency, be it the US dollar, the South African rand, the Botswana pula, all these currencies are now in use. But if you don't have a job and you've got to send your kids to school and you've got to find food to put on the table, everybody now is looking for USA, looking for US dollars that they're going to be able to use to pay for just about everything. So I'm not sure that this financial crisis around the world is really what Zimbabweans are thinking about. Their number one priority is survival.
NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton, and she was speaking to us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you, Ophabia.
Always a pleasure.